If you have your Bible tonight, turn to Jude. Amen. The book, a little book of Jude. We want to begin reading at verse 20 this evening. It's God to be our help. Jude, verse 20. The Bible says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, our duty to the Lord. Our duty to the Lord. As we look at this tonight in the little book of Jude, Jude begins to pin her down here in the last section of his book, and he begins to lay out some things that we can use to be children of God. He kind of shows us our duty towards the Lord. He shows us, in other words, what we need to do. Hey man, listen, I preached this morning on a snare of the devil, and the devil will snare you, hook you up if you'll let him. But praise God, if we get our focus on not being caught by the devil and we get our focus on doing something for the Lord, amen, realizing that we have a duty and a responsibility as the children of God to go forward for the Lord. We can begin to see these things, and I will give you about 10 right quickly things out of these little five verses. Praise God, that'll help our hearts. He begins to give us our duty to the Lord. And number one, he said in verse 20, he said we need to build on the faith of God. Praise God. If you're going to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got to build your faith, what you believe. Praise God. We've got to establish it upon the Word of God. We've got to establish on what He says. And praise God, because that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what you think. But it matters what God says. Amen. We can take what God says and we can take it to the bank. I mean, it's truth. It's real. It's actual. We can count on it, praise God, to be a help to us. So we got to begin to build our faith, praise God, on God. We got to realize that He is, praise God, everything that we need. You got to realize that He is everything, praise God, that we'll need today, everything that we'll need tomorrow. He is absolute truth. He's absolute truth, absolutely. We can believe what He says, praise God. We can apply it to our lives. We can be led of Him. Praise God, He'll be there for us. He'll show us the way, and His way will be a right way. So number one tonight, he said we got to build our faith on God. We got to trust in Him, praise God, not on ourselves. If we get the trusting in ourselves and what we can do, the old devil will slip in there and he'll throw us a curve. Amen. But if we're trusting in the Lord and building our faith upon Him, asking Him, say, praise God, for direction and allowing Him to guide us. I like what Andre said. He said, hey, listen, he said, I just want to be led of the Lord. I want the Lord to show me what I need to do. Amen. Hey, listen, if we allow the Lord to, praise God, trust in faith in the Lord and allow Him to show us what we need to do, we won't get caught up in the snares of the devil. Amen. He'll keep you out of those snares because He'll show you the right way. Right way's got no, praise God, God's way is not a way with snares in it. God's way is a way of help and hope. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. So number one, he said, our duty as God's children is to build up our faith. Now, mom and daddy can't build it up for you. They can't believe for you. Praise God. I thank God for some good godly mamas and daddies. Amen. It's a blessing. And I thank God for some such young folks in here, praise God, that are starting to make families and starting to go out on their own and become a family unit themselves. And that's a blessing, and praise God. And we begin to be those examples, praise God, for our children. And then, and praise one day, praise God, for your grandchildren. Amen. We got some big shoes to fill. We do. And they've got some big, hey, they some went before us, praise God. It's built our faith up, praise God, on God. Hey, some folks, praise God, it's trust Him all the way. Trust Him all the way to the end of the way, well, praise God, without compromise. And we're living in a world of compromise, praise God. If we don't base our faith on the Lord, we'll compromise in the journey. But Brother Bill, ain't no place for compromise. Because the devil will get in, praise God, and he'll catch us in his snare. Praise the Lord. But he said we got to build up our faith. In God, build on the faith of God. Number two, he said we got to pray. But he says, you don't just got to pray. He said, you got to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, you need to pray, praise God, in the Holy Ghost. In other words, I praise those groanings from down inside of you. Praise God, when you don't even know how to pray, praise God, he makes intercession for you with groanings, praise God, that comes from the depths of your soul, because God Almighty, he knows what you need before you ever pray. God knows your need. He knows your heart. He knows the way you're living. Praise God, he knows what the devil wants to do with you. He knows the adversary. Praise God, a lion, a roaring lion, seeking whom he will devour. It's the old devil, and he knows him. Praise God. How do you know he knows him? Because God created him.
Amen.
Amen. God created Lucifer, praise God, out of that one that was over the music and the things in heaven. But he rose up, found sin in him. He rose up and he said, I'm going to be like God. He said, I'm going to take over this establishment. He said, I'm going to overrun heaven. He began to talk it up and got about a third of the angels gathered up with him. He said, we're going to take over this place. Amen. He said, yeah, we're going to take over this place. We're going to be it. Yeah. We're going to be the chief enchilada around here. But you know what God done? He got a word of it. He took the old devil and them angels, praise God. And the Bible says he bounced the old devil off of the earth at the speed of light, at 286,000 feet per second. Praise God, he took him out at anointed church, praise God, that would minister to the people, to the thrones of God, and the music of God. He took him out of there and bounced him off the earth. He said, that's your dwelling place, buddy. Amen. He said, there's only one God. Bible says he's a jealous God. Amen. Have no other gods before you. Right? Amen. But he said, you got to pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray with power and anointing from on high. Pray in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost of God. What do you say, preacher? Well, who is that? Who is the Holy Ghost? Praise God, it's that third person of Trinity that lives inside us. See, when you're born again, praise God, and you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Ghost of God, he moves in, praise God, that comforter, that consoler, and he takes up his abode in your heart. See, that's why you can't do what you used to do. Amen. That's why the alcohol and the drugs and the addictions, praise God, they got to go.
Yep.
Amen. See, I can do anything I want to do now.
Yep.
Amen. Since God saved me, I can do all the alcohol. I can drink all the alcohol I want to drink. I can smoke all the dope that I want to smoke. I can be just as mean as I want to be. But praise God, I don't want to be that no more. Holy Ghost of God moved in my heart. He showed me the love of God. He said, that's not who you are. That's not what I want you to be. Praise God, he took that away. I don't desire that things. That ain't who I am no more. Praise God, I have no desires for that stuff. He took a lot of... Hey, I used to love to bow hunt, praise God, more than eat. You can ask my wife, praise God. I bow hunted all year long. He said, well, preacher, the season ain't in. Yeah, but praise God, when the season wasn't in, they was scouting going on. We got our two youngins, praise God, Samantha and George was born. Samantha was born, and about 15 months later, George come along. Amen. And they was both pretty little at the same time. And me and Teresa, I told her, I said, I know what we can do. So me and her, see, we'd go hiking. We'd go hiking. We'd done a lot of hiking, praise the Lord. We'd hike the woods, and we'd go to National Forest, and we'd look around, we'd crawl through thickets. And she said, honey, if we're hiking, why can't we stay on the trails? I said, well, there's so much you don't see on the trails. So when the youngins come along, praise God, we got us two of them backpacks. And we stuffed them youngins in it, praise God, and we kept a hiking. And I was a scouting. I was looking for sign, Brother Charles. Amen. I was looking for another place to hunt. Amen. Hey, praise God, it was important. I'd rather do that than eat. Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord. And soon season come in, praise God. Every Saturday I was in the woods somewhere. Amen. But praise God, when God called me, and God called me to preach, praise God, and God began to minister to my heart. Hey, was something changed down inside me. He took that strong urge and that desire, he took it away, and he began to give me a strong urge and a desire for people, for folks, praise God, to tell them about Jesus, tell them about there's a Lamb of God who loved them. He was slain from the foundation of the world. Praise God that they might go free, that they might be free from their sin, that they might do right and live right, and praise God, live a virtuous life, and praise God, according to the will of God. And he took that away from me. I don't desire it no more. Amen. It's not there no more. I mean, it was a strong urge, strong desire. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's not like having being an alcoholic or a drug. Yeah, it is. Same difference. You got that strong urge, something that this flesh wants to do and pursue. But the Holy Ghost of God moves in. He says, hey, you know, I love you. I just want to be there for you. And praise God, you get caught up in that love of God. And all of a sudden, all that old junk that you used to be, praise God, it's not prevalent no more. Amen. It's back. Praise God, it's not something that you want to be. It's not something that you want to do. Because you don't want to break the heart of your God. But he said, if we get to pray in the Holy Ghost of God, said, he changes us from the inside out. Amen. He takes this old man that we are and makes us in that man that he wants us to be. So he said, we've got to build up our faith in God. We've got to pray in the Holy Ghost. In verse 21, he said, keep yourself in the love of God. He said, we've got to keep ourselves in the love of God. Now, I don't know if that means much to you, but praise God, that touches my heart. I want to keep myself in the love of God. So what? I don't know what that means to you, but praise God, it means in order to keep myself in the love of God, I've got to stay close to him. Amen. I can't stray from him. I can't go off from him. Praise God, but I've got to stay close to him, keeping myself in the love of God. Keep it where I can feel his presence. See, keep it to where, blessed Jesse, I know that he's there. Keep it where I can pray, and I know that the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, is taking my supplication to the throne of grace. I know that I'm getting through. I know that God hears me. I know because he loves me, and I'm keeping myself in the love of God. I'm keeping that close relationship. Praise God. So the consoler of my soul, which the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, can communicate. See, when we get out in sin, we lose that communication. But we got to keep ourselves in God. We've got to keep ourselves in the love of God. We've got to keep ourselves close to him. Because old devil don't want nothing more than to come in and drive a wedge in between us. That's what he wants to do in our Christian life. He wants to drive a wedge between us and God. He wants to put something in there that he can use as leverage. He does the same thing in families. He'll try to get in between a husband and a wife, try to drive a wedge in, praise God, and begin to push them apart. That's what he does. Tears up and destroys. Oh, devil's never, he's never put nothing together. All the devil ever does is tears up and destroys and divides. Amen? But the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, if we keep ourselves in the love of God, he said, we'll continue to love our spouse, praise God, like Christ loved the church, fellas, and gave his life for it. We'll keep that close relationship with our Lord, and we'll keep that close relationship with our spouse. Amen. We'll love them, praise God, because that love of God that's in us, praise God, there's something in there that we desire, praise God, and it's a relationship with him and a relationship with those that's closest to us. Amen. If we ain't very careful, though, we'll let that slide. We'll let that slip. But we've got to keep ourselves in the love of God. Not only we got to keep ourselves in the love of God, but we've got to look for the Lord's mercy. Verse 21, it says, he said, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. He said, we got to keep a looking for that mercy. Looking for the mercy of the Lord. Hey, praise God, have you seen lately how the Lord's been merciful in your life? Boy, I think, boy, this hit home me. I said, boy, God's been merciful. Brother Rex, he should have killed me, praise God, a long time ago. Took me out, but praise God, he's been merciful. I mean, his mercy, praise God. The Bible says his mercy endureth forever. That's the kind of love he has. Hey, why would I want to get away from that kind of love, praise God, when he loves me enough to be merciful to me? Amen. One of his little young'uns, praise the Lord, I'm not fit for nothing. Praise God, he should have knocked me in the head, cast me off a long time ago. Amen. But praise God, he is merciful to me. He just keeps showing me this love. When I get away from him, when I stray, praise God, when I try to go my own way, praise, he just shows me how much he loves me. And I begin to see it, and I say, well, that's just the mercy of God. Amen. When I mess up, when I come short, and I do, amen, I know you don't. Probably most of you is perfect. Amen. Amen. Is anybody here perfect? Brother Bill said, there's a fellow one time today. Preacher asked him, says, is anybody in here perfect? And said, a fellow in the back raised his hand. He said, yeah, preacher, my wife's ex-husband. Amen. Said, he's perfect. Amen. But I tell you what, tonight, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But we're serving a perfect God. How do you know? Because he's a merciful God. Amen. He keeps us in his mercy. He shows us his mercy. Bless his whole name. We keep looking for that mercy. And we see it every day. If you ever get to looking for the mercy of God, Let me just give you this, just as a test. Just try it for a while, a few days. See if you don't begin to realize how merciful He is. Just bebop along in your life the way you usually do. And when you do something that you're not supposed to, you say, "Well, preacher, I wouldn't do nothing. I ain't supposed to." You're a liar. Man, you're going to do something you ain't supposed to do. You're going to fall in some kind of something that the devil set up for you, some kind of a trap. And when you do, and you catch yourself and you say, "Lord, forgive me, an old sinner." Just record it. Say, "Mercy." Amen. Say, "Thank you, Lord, for mercy." What if we messed up and God just thumped us in the head? Took us on out of here. Huh? We get what we deserve. Amen. But He shows us mercy. So Jude said, "Let's just look for mercy." He said, "Let's just look for it. Let's just see how merciful God is." Amen. And then he says, if we begin to look for mercy, look what he says. Number 5, he says, we can show the compassion of God. Verse 22. He said, and of some have compassion, making a difference. He said, when we begin to realize and begin to look and we begin to see how merciful God is, how merciful He is to us, how forgiving, how loving, how kind He is, how merciful. He said, then we can begin to have compassion. We can begin to show that compassion. Because when people sin against them, people do things, praise God, that we don't like. We can say, "Hey, Lord, you know, they're just an old sinner. Praise God, help. Maybe they're a brother or sister. So they just like me, Lord. They've got faults and they come short. Lord, please help them." Amen. And show them that love of God. Hey, it don't do no good to beat them down. Huh? You beat somebody down all day long, all it's going to do is drive them away. But praise God, when you show them compassion, when you show them compassion because you've recognized mercy, then God begins to deal with them, praise God, and begins to deal with you, and something begins to happen. God begins to do things, praise God, that you never imagined was possible. You begin to see God moving in lives and situations, changing things around for His glory. He begins to get the glory out of it, praise God, when we begin to show compassion, show love one for another. Why? Because that's what God is requiring. It's our duty, praise God, to show compassion to one another. Amen. It's like Brother Jesse's talking about his papa. For a long time we prayed for Brother Herbert that he'd get in. Praise God, Lord, save him. And praise God, he'd be birthed in the family of God. And you know, if we had beat him up and shoved him down, if I'd have went over to the hospital, praise God, and when Robin was sick and others were sick, praise God, and I'd have beat him up and said, "Hey, you know, you're just an old sinner. You ain't no count." He'd never got in. But you know, we went over and we sat with him. We talked to him about the Lord and told him how God loved him. And I said, "Brother Herbert," said, "I'll just sit here with you and I'll just go up with you. But I'll just show him the love of God." Sitting over in the hospital one night all by himself. Miss Robin was up in intensive care. And we sitting there and it was getting late and he had like an hour and a half before visit time. You know, in intensive care you can only go up at certain times. I said, "Brother, if you don't mind, I'll just sit here with you." Amen. I'll just sit here and keep you company. He said, "Well, you don't have to do that, preacher." I said, "No, I don't have to do that." But I said, "I want to if it's all right." He said, "Yes," said, "that'd be okay." And we sat there for a little while. And you know, Brother Herbert, he wasn't a big talker. He's a quiet man. And he sat there a little while and he said, "You know, preacher," he said, "there's some things I don't understand." I said, "Brother, what don't you understand?" He said, "Well, there's just some things in the Bible that I don't understand." He said, I ain't able to get my mind around them. I said, "Well, just what part don't you understand?" For hour and a half, we sat there and he began to tell me the things he didn't understand. Amen. And because of mercy, and because of compassion, praise God, God allowed it to help him. Amen. And praise God, he got in. Amen. He got saved, praise God. Now he has a blessed hope. You say, "Well, he got in at the ninth hour." Praise God, but he got in. Amen. He's rejoicing through. The first shall be last. Praise God. Hey, praise the Lord. He's a shouting around the throne of grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because compassion. Showing a little bit of compassion. Making a difference. Makes a difference. Not only show compassion, but active in the work of God. Look at verse 22. He said, if some have compassion, making a difference. Verse 23 says, and others save with fire. Amen. Save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, taking active work in the work of God. Being active, praise God, in the work. Amen. Getting in and praise God, rolling up your sleeves for the Lord and said, hey, listen, I just want to serve the Lord. I want to see souls saved. I want to see, praise God, the gospel of the Lord go forth. As Bill says, praise God, if you don't go, it's just a spell. You take the go off, it's just a spell. We got to take the gospel. Tell people about Jesus, praise the Lord. Tell them about how God saves them and keeps them. Praise God, being active in the work of God. Pulling them out of the fire. Pulling them out of the fire. We don't want nobody in the fire. Amen. Hey, listen, have you ever been burnt? Huh? You ever got burnt in the fire? You know, we tell them as a little kid, we tell folks, and we tell them young as I know, we've always had wood stoves all my life. Mama had a wood cook stove when I was a little kid. Amen. Had it till I was in the fourth, fifth grade. Well, till we moved to West Virginia, had a wood cook stove. And amen. And they'd tell you from the time you was a little bit thing and begin to totter around, they'd say, hey, listen, don't touch the stove. It's hot. Stay away from the fire. I wonder why, praise God, we don't keep that up. I wonder why as they get older, praise God, we don't tell our young people, you got to stay away from the fire. You got to stay away from hell. You got to, praise God, do your best to stay away from that awful place, that place of torment, that place of anguish, that place of destruction. Praise God, you got to stay away from hell. Amen. Got to stay away from the fire. We got to have, hey, if we had compassion, we'd realize it's our duty to be active in telling them to stay away from the fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not only staying away from that, being active in the work, tell them stay away from the fire, but hating the garments spotted by the flesh. Amen. Hating the very garments spotted by the flesh. Oh, what do you mean? That's hating that garment that is unlike God. That garment, praise God, that we wear around in this world, that's not like our Lord Jesus Christ. If the garment that we wear, that robe of righteousness that we have on, is not like the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he said, just hate it and do something about it. Ephesians, praise God, he said, put it away with all malice. Amen. All that ain't like the Lord Jesus Christ. If it ain't like God, he said, hey, get rid of it. That ought to be our heart's desire today, praise God. Our duty to God is to put it away with malice. Amen. Get rid of it. Hating the garments that are unlike God. Not only that, number eight, he said we're kept. Our duty is to be kept. In order to let God keep us. Verse 24, he said, but now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Our job, praise God, our duty to God, our duty, praise God, is to let God keep us. To let Him keep us from falling. In other words, we got to listen to what God says. We got to hearken when God speaks to our heart and tells us something's wrong. Praise God, we got to go away from that. And when He tells us something's right, we got to go towards that. Amen. A lot of times we'll do our best to stay away from that that's wrong. But when God tells us what's right, praise God, we ought to run to that that's right. Amen. But what we do, sometimes we get caught on just on the borderline. And praise God, instead of getting away from that that's wrong and run into that that's right. We stand on the borderline, praise God. Instead of getting on the right side doing what's right. It's never wrong to do right. It's always in season to do right. Amen. So what we got to do, we got to just plan on doing right in our lives. And allow the Lord to realize that we're kept by the power of God. So when God begins to minister heart, begins to tell us what we need to do, tell us what's good for us, praise God, we ought to just say, okay, Lord, I understand. And that's what we'll go. That's the way we'll go. And will God just bless you and help you, encourage you and just draw you close. Because we're kept by the power. We're not kept by our power. We don't have the power to keep nothing. Amen. If we trust in this old flesh to keep ourselves, praise God, we're going to be deceived. We're going to come way short. But praise God, if we realize that the power that we kept by is the power of God, that's that power from on high. It's not a power. It's not an earthly power. It's not a physical power. It's a power on high. It's God's power. He said, we're kept by His strength. Amen. He's the only one that's able. You believe God's strong enough to keep you tonight? Amen. Amen. God's strong enough to keep you tonight. Praise God. If you'll commit yourself, like Brother Rex says, submit and commit. I know I preach all the time, but praise God, if we'll submit and commit ourselves to the Lord, He'll keep us. He'll keep us on the right path. He'll keep our eyes focused. Amen. Listen, fellas, He'll keep our eyes off of other women. He'll keep our eyes off of other people's bass boat. He'll keep us from lusting in the flesh. Praise God. He'll keep us, praise God, in the right path. He'll do the same thing for you ladies, praise God. You won't want some old fella to rub on you. You won't want some other old person, old pervert to come around you. Praise God, you'll give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll focus on Him. You'll focus on your husband and your children, your family. And praise God, God will bless you in abundance. Why? Because He's keeping, say, hey, praise God, it's the power of God. It's in my home. Amen. Makes a difference. I guarantee, praise the Lord, we're kept by His power. Why are we kept by His power? So we can be presented faultless. Number 9, we can be presented faultless. Look what He says in verse 24. And to present you faultless before the presence of His glory. Amen. With exceeding joy. Amen. Corey said, hey, because of the power of God and because He's keeping power, Brother Eddie, that one of these days, praise God, He can present you to Himself for His glory. That He can present you faultless. You say, well, Pastor, I don't know. I've got a lot of faults. Amen. I've got a lot of vices. I've got a lot of things in my life. Praise God. Yeah, but the Lord's working on you. So you got to realize, praise God, that it's the power of God that's working on your heart to make you what He wants you to be. Even when you don't want to be what He wants you to be, He still wants you to be what He wants you to be. So He's still, praise God, He's keeping you. His power's upon you, praise God, to make you a vessel unto God. That He might use you, praise the Lord. That one of these days He might present you to Himself before the presence of His glory. Faultless. Amen. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? You give your life to the Lord and you do the best you can. You know, that's all God expects. After all, it's our reasonable service. Just to commit ourselves to the Lord and do the best we can, praise God, to do what's right according to His Word. And that one day we'll stand before Him. And he'll look at us, and he'll look at the Father, and the Father will look down, and he'll say, praise God, the blood's been applied. Why? Because you've repented, you've confessed, you've made things right with God, you've kept things right with the Lord, you've tried to live a virtuous life, and praise God, God will look down at you, and the Son will say, here He is. Father, and Father said, hey, listen, praise God, look, He looks perfect to me. I don't see a thing wrong with Him. Amen. Into the presence of God, faultless. No, he said, I don't see nothing wrong with him. Man, all that's been cleared up back yonder. Amen. Well, see, that's what these folks missing when they say, well, preacher, we don't have to repent no more. Yeah, if you don't repent, you're going to stand before Christ and give an answer for it. But praise God, I want to fix that stuff up now. I want to ask God, I want to repent and fast, praise God, and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin, my shortcomings. Praise God, when I get mad, when I get angry, when I get frustrated, when I mess up. Say, Lord, please forgive me and help me do better. You know what He'll do? He'll forgive you and help you to do better. Amen. But we just have to remember to do better. We have to remember that we're not doing it on our own power, but power from on high. He's the one that keeps us. He's the one that directs us in the right way. Amen. So one of these days, we'll be faultless in the presence of God. Praise God. With exceeding joy. Who's going to be excited about that? Well, praise God, I don't think I'm going to be excited about it because I'm going to be, oh Lord, I know who I am. Amen. But you know who's going to be excited? Jesus is going to be excited. Amen. Jesus is going to be excited. He's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, just go ahead and enter in. Said, hey, listen, why don't you just go, let me just take you right over here. Say, I got a place for you. Glory to God. Won't that be exciting? Amen. Not only faultless in the presence of God, but He said it's our duty to glorify God. Our God, the Savior, both now and ever. He said it's our duty to glorify God. It's our duty, praise God, to give God the glory. When God moves us, when God changes, when God molds us, when God makes, when God takes us from that person we used to be and starts making us in that person He wants us to be. He said, we just need to give Him glory. Amen. We just need to give Him glory. Say, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in my life. Thank you for the situations that you've changed. Thank you for the way that you're moving. Thank you for the way that you're showing me my needs. And thank you for the way that you're meeting my needs. Amen. See, a lot of times, praise God, what we think are needs are just wants. God has a way of showing us our needs. And then He's got a way of meeting those needs. And then what we do is, as our duty, we just give God the glory. We praise Him for just meeting our needs, for doing things for us, praise God, that need to be done in our lives. It's things that change us forever. Amen. Because of what God's done for us. And so Jude here, he's laying it out. He say, listen, he said, we've got a duty to God. So our duty to the Lord is to do all these things, to be all these things, to show all these things. In Ecclesiastes, in closing, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, the old preacher says this. He says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Amen. The old preacher just nails her down. What was he saying? He was saying the same thing Jude said. He said, this is the whole duty. This is the whole duty of God. He said, let's hear the conclusion of the matter. I mean, what's the conclusion of the matter? What's the final word on the matter? He said, fear God. A reverent fear of God, who He is. Amen. He's God Almighty. He's the ruler of the universe. Praise God. He's the supreme power. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe none of that. He didn't have no control over me. Yeah, I wish He'd just leave me alone. Yeah, I told a fellow told me that. I told you a while back, and praise God, I said, you better hope He don't leave you alone. Because if God leaves you alone, praise God, you'll cease to exist. Amen. Your breath will leave you and you'll fall graveyard dead. Because God gives you every breath you draw. Every breath. Amen. But the old preacher, he says the conclusion, the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. What's our duty today? Just to fear God and keep His commandments. What did He command us to do? He said, but the main one, He says, just love one another. Amen. He said, just love one another. Praise God. You say, how do I do that? By loving Lord Jesus Christ. If we begin to love our Lord and Savior, then we can begin to love one another. We can begin to love one another. We can begin to show one another respect. Amen. And then we can begin to glorify God and give Him honor. That's what God says we do. And He said, it's our duty to do these things. Amen. It's not, hey, listen, it's our duty. But you know what? It's also our privilege to be able to do these things. And He said, God's there to help us with His power, His influence on our lives.